AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. President Obama has used a rare Oval Office speech to reassure Americans in the aftermath of the terror attacks in Paris and a California health center.
The president says attacks like these signal a new phase of the terror threat, and he knows Americans are worried.
The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it.
And not by sending a big ground force into Iraq and Syria, or by talking tough, or by turning Muslim immigrants away from U.S. shores.
Because when we travel down that road, we lose.
Obama's third Oval Office address since taking office reflected growing concern here that GOP foes aren't just slamming his strategy for fighting the Islamic State group, but portraying a West at war with Islam. Obama says that plays right into the hands of the militants. Mark Smith at the White House.
County employees in San Bernardino County returned to work today. For the first time since the deadly attacks had killed 14 and wounded 21. But those at the Environmental Health Services Division, where gunmen Syed Farouk and many of the victims work, will be off at least one more week. In Lake Arrowhead, California, the Reverend Rod Atkins spoke at one of the many church services that remembered the shooting victims.
May the tragedies of this week cause people to stop and take inventory of their own life and their need for you.
During the Sunday school class that Jimmy Carter teaches at the Maranatha Baptist Church in Plains, Georgia, he announced he had good news on a recent doctor's visit.
When I went this week, they didn't find any cancer at all, so I have good news.
The former president's been treated since August for melanoma that spread to his brain. The Supreme Court this week will consider race in college admissions. That's in a case that was brought by a white Texas woman. This is AP Radio News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is rolling out a plan to slow down the impact of climate change. The Democratic presidential candidate is vowing to cut U.S. carbon emissions by 40% by 2030. NASA launched a rocket from Cape Canaveral Sunday, sending supplies to astronauts in space.
Liftoff on the shoulders of Atlas. The SS Deke Slayton II orbital ATK Cygnus spacecraft soars toward the International Space Station.
The weather cooperated after 3 days of high wind and clouds. It all came together on the fourth launch attempt, allowing the unmanned Atlas to blast off with 7,000 pounds of space station cargo. Well, how will Taylor Swift make out in Grammy nominations this year? We'll find out when those nominations are announced later this morning. I'm Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.